Welcome, everybody. Share number 1572. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov. Remember, Baruch Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe. And the Refuah Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Should have Refuah Shalema Pesach Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so an interesting thing. I just wanted to explain. We are in the middle of the halachas of Chasarin Kis. What the category of Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. We're going through the guidelines. We're going through various different examples and so on. The question is over here, like when we say something is Chasarin Kis, we're going to go through some examples that could be either chasarin kis, like it's something a kli shemalachta leiser. Like I'm going to give an example right now, like a laptop, right? We'll see a laptop. It could be sometimes people have a laptop that whatever, it's not, the kids even play with during the week. I know I've seen in the past, it's an old laptop that's not usable. It's still, there's something on it, but there might be pictures or whatever, but there's nothing, nothing whereby the person really needs it per se to work at all times. And even the kids sometimes play around with it. Now, is that muksa? Yeah, that would be muksa. That would be muksa. Kli, that would be kli shemalachta le'iser. That's obviously usher to use on Shabbos, kli shemalachta le'iser. Then you could have a different laptop. It's also a laptop, the same company, same everything, but a different one whereby the person doesn't want anybody touching it, doesn't want anybody using it for any other reason, any other purpose. And the reason, again, I'm just giving this a very good example, but this applies with anything. It's the same thing with anything. And then we'll get into what that's all about. But be it as it may, so a person could have a different laptop. Well, I don't want anybody touching this laptop. I have, it's my business, for my business. I have my, the books are on there, right? Cheshbonus and everything. And if this thing breaks, I'm really in hot water, as they say in English, right? And I don't want anybody using it for any any reason at all. It's the only thing that I use myself personally at certain times or whatever the case might be. It doesn't have to be at certain times, I'm just explaining. But so be it as me, so that laptop, even though it's the same type of a laptop, it's not the same one, but it's the same type of thing, the same size, the same everything as the other one where the kids play with, right? But that laptop it would fall under chasarin kis because of the fact that it's such it's a precious thing. I don't want people using it. It could even cost the same amount as the other one. The other one cost, let's say, $200 when I bought it. The one that's, the shmata laptop, if you want to call it, and the laptop that I use for my business also costs $200, right? That's, so we said last time that wouldn't make a difference. It's not so much totally in the cost itself. But over here, you see the same exact type of item. It's not an expensive one. They're both basically cost the same, pretty much the same thing. It could even be the same company, two different ones, whereby one would be chasarin kis because of that. That's my das. My das is, which we're going to get to, we'll talk about, is that I don't want anybody touching it, using it. It's very precious because, what do you mean precious? It's the same exact thing as the other one. What do you mean precious? It's precious because of what the information that it has on there. And if this thing breaks, I'm really in hot water, right? The cheshbonis and everything else. Whereby the other laptop, it's just whatever. It's halfway garbage, as they say in English. So again, they're both muksa, but one falls under the category of kli shemalachta le'iser, and the other one, for the business, falls under the category or for anything. It doesn't have to be business. It could be for anything. I could have certain hobbies on there. Again, what I don't want anybody touching, whatever. But it falls under the category of chasarin kis, and we're going to see that there's major differences, there's differentiations in the two different categories, whereby chasarin kis is for gufo imakoyim, one would be allowed to move it, even be a dime, even with the hands, which we'll talk about, of course. Somebody needs the place, right? It's in my place, and I have to eat there, whatever. Somebody forgot the laptop, it's on Shabbos, what do I do? So a person can mamish move it away. This is the place that I eat, this is the place that I need, right? There's no other place, and it's a small place, whatever, but they need the place. I'm allowed to move it mamish with my hands, right? And also gufa, if somebody would need it for, not to use it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, but for whatever the reason might be, to hold something down maybe or whatever, possibly. But we're not going, I don't want to get into that right now. That could be certain conditions have to apply, but be it as it may, the simple, the most famous case. It's in, on the table right where I have to eat, right? And so for that's called makaymai, for the makam that I need, it is there, so I will be allowed to move it, whereby if it's, so that's the laptop of Klisham Lachta L'Eser. And if you're going to tell me the other laptop is in the place where I have to eat, right, chasarin kis, but it's the one that's chasarin kis, whereby the person's very makbid on it and everything, and that falls under the category of chasarin kis, I would not be allowed to move it with my hands, right? I would be allowed to move it, begufay, possibly, with my body, with my elbows or whatever, but it's a much more complicated process, right? Obviously, we understand, Baruch Hashem, we have hands, we move something with our hands. It's a lot easier than moving something with your elbows, especially a laptop where you can't grab onto it, right? A lot of times you move something, I've seen, I remember once I saw, just to give an example, what do I mean with my with the elbows, where it makes it easier? Laptops are hard to grab onto. I remember seeing years ago on a bima, somebody forgot the pushka, right? Somebody forgot the pushka on the bima, and it was already Shabbos, and they had a lane. It was min. I remember what it was, the case. I know it just was already Shabbos, or maybe they didn't use the shul beforehand. I can't remember offhand, but be it as may, there was a pushka there full of money, you know, on the bima. So money falls under which we're going to see, which is also a higher level than a different level, a higher level with different halachas than klishim lachta le'iser. Money cannot be moved with the hands. You can't just grab onto the pushka. Well, it's on the bima. We have to lane, so I'll grab onto the pushka and move and put it on the table. You can't do that. It's muksa machmas gufay, right? But what you could do is tilta begufay. So I saw a nice young man and a nice young yeshiva boy take his elbows, grab onto the pushka with his elbows and move it onto the table, which is fine. That is called tilt of begufay. That is exactly what he did. Like this, they were able to use the bima. If it would be something whereby malach de le'iser and they need the place, obviously, to lay in on the bima, so then he would be allowed to move it with his hand. Since it was a pushka and it was muksamach mas gufay, which we'll talk about those guidelines also, he took his elbows, begufay, muksamach mas gufay, right, that he took with his elbows, grabbed onto the pushka with his elbows and put it onto the table. So that was a very interesting case in point. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.